Hey listeners, Chloe here. If you need to stay as up to date with the latest developments and innovations in the luxury industry as I do, you need to dive into Vogue Business. It's your ticket to a global perspective on fashion and beauty, delivering exclusive insights that will give you the edge in this competitive, dynamic industry. Just visit VogueBusiness.com today and use the code RUN20 at checkout to join the Vogue Business community. That's VogueBusiness.com, promo code RUN20. Don't miss out.
Hi, I'm Michelle Lee, the editor-in-chief of Allure.
And I'm Jenny Bailly, executive beauty director.
And this is The Science of Beauty, our new podcast.
Our first episode is coming out in just a couple of days.
But we wanted to give you a sneak peek of what's to come.
It looks like an old school kitchen plug.
This is Dr. Sandra Lee, but you may know her by another name.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
We spoke to Dr. Lee about her infamous videos.
And why we love to watch gunk spew out of other people's pores.
Here's an excerpt of our conversation. All right, Dr. Lee, can we watch a video together?
Yes, of course. I want to see your reactions.
We're gonna count it down and then watch it together. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Oh. If I could see my back.
On her back, we're seeing a blackhead right now. To me, I would see that and probably think it was a mole.
You've never seen what it looks like?
Yeah. Right, it's the size, maybe not of a dime, but it's a large black circle.
Like the size of
larger
a pea
than
or something, you know, like as if a little pea was stuck, like shot at you out of a pea shooter and it stuck under your body.
Okay, so this is a massive blackhead?
Yeah, see how it's so big that it dilates the opening?
It's been squeezed out.
Is that one pore?
Yeah, it is. I haven't seen this in a while, actually.
Twice.
And it's the biggest it's ever been, huh? It's under there.
The second time.
And did you numb her before?
Yes, that was me numbing her. And I asked her if she's ever seen it before, and she said, no, I haven't seen it. I'm not a contortionist, she says, because she's like has a Boston accent. So cute. And her daughter brought her in, but her daughter cannot stand looking at this stuff, so she has to look away.
There's the needle.
Yeah, we're just putting a little. But that's a 30-gauge needle. It's very small. You see how I wiggle the skin because I distract her? These are all little techniques that most of us dermatologists use.
So is this something where she comes in, you know exactly what it is, and you're like, I'm going to take it out?
Or she actually didn't come in for this. She came in for her skin cancer. I was actually doing Mohs surgery on her, and then she said, by the way, I have this thing on my back. I'm like, oh, okay, you're staying. We're doing a little extra credit here. So I just numb it, and it helps it to mess. Like, it helps to thicken the area and helps to loosen it up a little bit, too. This is good because it's not a really long video. You can see.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, you can see how it's, like, firm.
Sides aren't refreshed. Like, if it's not.
Is that just a tweezers?
Yeah, this is a little pickup or a little tweezers.
Whoa, you're like really digging in there. Yeah, it's like a bullet.
Feel it?
This is
yeah.
Like your own little coin purse.
Oh my God. Oh my
so
God.
So cute, though.
That's one pore? Yeah.
One blackhead, yes.
Whoa. It's like a tree trunk.
See, how did that make you feel? Did that make you feel good?
So satisfying.
I am a comedian, huh?
That was the money shot, as you say, you know.
Oh, let's do another one.
Tune into The Science of Beauty on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Lale Arakoglu, host of Women Who Travel. Each story from our guests and listeners is totally unique and utterly personal. We love hearing about your first impressions when visiting someplace new.
My first trip to the Patagonia region was on the Argentine side. I couldn't believe the expansive territory. It's like being in Tibet. The emptiness and the harshness really, I found transformative.
Or a story told when safely back on dry land.
You know, things happened every single day. I ran out of gas on a jet ski in the middle of the ocean. And I was like, what if a sea creature comes to eat me? But then I'm delusional. I was like, I'll make friends with it and it won't eat me. And maybe I'll ride that back to shore.
That's how it works. Yeah. Join me, Lale Arakoglu, every week for more adventures on Women Who Travel, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi everyone, it's Chloe, and I'm so excited to share something fabulous with you, Vogue's first ever global fashion community, Vogue Club. Our members get to mingle with Vogue editors, yes, including me, and fellow fashion enthusiasts at exclusive events around the world. And that's just the start. Membership opens doors to the fashion industry, bringing you expert career advice and insider style and beauty tips. What are you waiting for? Head over to Vogue.com/membership to join, and here's a little treat. Use code TRT20 and snag 20% off your membership. That's TRT20 for 20% off your ticket to Vogue Club. Are you in?